Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Josh Nason, and it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. It was a busy weekend, and can't watch everything, but I watched a fair amount. We'll talk about SmackDown from Friday, which had a World Heavyweight Championship match, the Kevin Owens-Cody Rhodes match. We'll tell you about that. Also, there was a Ring of Honor show. I watched the Bandito-Nick Wayne match, which was awesome. Probably the best Nick Wayne match he's ever had. And he's had a lot of good matches. We'll talk about that. We've also got Raw coming up tonight. We have got NXT and Dynamite coming up over the next couple of days. This weekend is a very busy weekend, as we have All In coming up on Sunday. And we have Heat Wave also coming up on Sunday. So it's a head-to-head NXT versus AEW battle. Not sure how well that's going to do for NXT, but my guess is not well at all. And then it just continues with Saturday night's main event coming up September 6th. We'll tell you about that. And a lot of news. We have new dates announced for AEW. They will be heading to Paris for the first time as well. We got injury updates on Matt Cardona. We have got some notes on a WWE star who is questionable for the future, but appears to be on their way back. We'll tell you about that. And some notes from the Ring of Honor and TNA big shows from this weekend, and plenty more. Filthy Tom Lawler, not available today. Lance Storm, not available today. So very happy to announce that after the break, Royce Isaacs is going to join us. He's our co-host twice this week, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So stick around, everybody. Back after the break, Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. calls get missed, appointments don't get confirmed, and everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back in the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Very happy today to be joined by Royce Isaacs. He's going to be our co-host today and Wednesday. You and Filthy have run amok here on this show before, is that right?
Yeah, you know what? We might have caused some chaos here on the airwaves before a few times, but it's good to be on here with you co-hosting and trying to maintain my professionalness a bit.
Yeah, the only thing you have to do is not swear, although Tom and I have broken that rule many times. But I know you're too much of a professional, Royce. Hey, how you doing,
Gosh,
by the
golly.
Way?
Oh, you know what? I'm unemployed, man. I hurt my back, and now I'm not wrestling, so I'm just chilling for at least a few more months. So I was like, hey, if you need someone, I'm in need, if you need, and we both need it. So I'm here and I'm happy to be here. So thank you.
So what happened? Like, Tom, we were at Relentless a couple of weeks ago where I, by the way, won the Pacific Northwest title and we didn't see you. And Tom did mention that you hurt your back. What happened?
You know, this is a thing that's just been building up kind of over my career, and it was manifesting in a few different ways in terms of pain and whatever, and I was kind of treating the wrong thing, and after my match with Khan at ROH, it was a nagging thing that I just noticed on the way back that I then went to aggressively treat, and then it got like a million times worse where I was bedridden for a month. So basically, I have a pretty serious bulging disc in my back that's now impeding even a few of the discs lower, but I got an epidural shot and I'm upright. I'm doing yoga 6 days a week. I'm lifting. I just have to really take some time to strengthen my back up so that when this epidural wears off, I'm able to get back to wrestling and protect my back a bit.
Wow. So you had, you had Ring of Honor and you had New Japan and lots of indie dates. What else were you doing?
I was supposed to be on that third produce show coming up, and obviously that was up and out of the way once this all happened. I had a bunch of indie stuff coming up, and then hopefully I was going to do some more stuff with Ring of Honor, and obviously hopefully I can get back to that as soon as I'm good to go. I really want to hit it hard and kind of get the momentum back, because it seemed like I was, like, I don't know, my last few matches I had some momentum going, and I was really happy with my work, so I'm just ready to get back to that, man.
Well, we're going to do a bunch of news and everything like that. I know you watched SmackDown, if I recall.
Yes,
and
sir.
Did you watch the Bandito-Nick Wayne match?
I did, yeah. It would have been hard not to, considering all the discourse online.
Yes. Anything else this week?
I really liked, I didn't like analysis watch it, but I really did enjoy Adam Priest and Daniel Garcia
from the Ring of Honor show. Yeah,
yes, sir.
All right. Well, we'll get into that here in a second, but a couple of news notes first. All In is coming up, and they are at this point at 41,836 tickets. So they did sell almost 2,000 in the last 5 days. Obviously, the last Wembley was at 53,922, and we're less than a week out, so I don't think it's going to hit that, but it might hit 45, but we shall see. They got the Go Home Dynamite coming up on Wednesday from Scotland, and we shall see how they end up drawing for Sunday. Still a really good number. I mean, problem with Wembley is they ran that first year and they did 81,000. And once you do 81,000, everybody kind of figures, well, they should always do 81,000. But it never works like that. You keep going back to the same building, you're always going to draw fewer. And so now, you know, it's 41,836 and people are like looking at it kind of in a disappointment. But in reality, they're doing 41,836 for All In. That's a great number. So I think that they probably should move out of Wembley for a little while after this show. I think there's a lot of other places where, you know, you could sell out the building. You could do 41,836 and 41,836 and people would be very impressed. I think we need a Wembley break after this All In. Any thoughts on that, Royce?
Yeah, I mean, I think unless you're going to do something like, I don't know, monumental that really will get another 70K in there or whatever, it wouldn't hurt to go away for a few years just to make it, like, for the fans, too, to make it seem special, you know, make it not just a once-a-year thing. Obviously, they still want it to be special in its own way, but make it even more special where you build to this over the course of years, and also it's going to be more fresh that way, and maybe you will get that 70K.
I'm going to go over the card here, and then let me know what you're looking at as far as, like, the best stuff on All In. We got Kenny Omega, Will Ospreay for the AEW title, which should be incredible. We got Willow and Mercedes for the women's title. We got Adam Copeland and Christian versus the Young Bucks. We got Divine Dominion versus Brawling Birds. Kyle Fletcher, Takeshita, and Okada in a three-way, which also could potentially be the best match on the show. We got the Men's Casino Gauntlet, where we know Andrade, MJF, and likely Ciampa, Commander, Nick Wayne, I'm sure many others. We have Hangman and Brodito doing something. Apparently there's going to be multiple teams involved. I think it should be a gauntlet, but, I mean, there's a lot of different things you could do here. And then Kevin Knight, Darby, Falls Count Anywhere, and the Continental Cup Finals, which probably is going to be Moxley versus Nigel. What do you think about this show, Royce?
I mean, you named, like, the first three matches, and I was like, oh, those match of the night, match of the night, match of the night. Like, it's a really solid card all the way through. I think, I know you gave it a shout, but I'm probably most keen on that three-way.
Yep.
Because I really like those three guys. But, I mean, Willow and Mercedes should be really, really stellar. So I don't know. One of those two will probably be the one I have my eyes on the most.
Then we've got Raw coming up tonight, which is in Ottawa, and they got 8,300 tickets out. And the last time they ran this building, which was actually over 2 years ago, they drew 8,000. So they're actually doing better than they were 2 years ago. And we've got Obafemi and Braun Breaker in a contract signing for Saturday night's main event. We got Penta and La Parca, number one contenders match. We got Dragon Lee and Rey Fénix. Also, these are both the Roman Reigns tournament. The winner goes on to lose to Roman Reigns when they're in Mexico. And Stephanie Vaquer returns to face Roxanne Perez. So that is the Raw show tonight. What do you watch, Royce? You watch everything? Or do you sparingly watch what people say is good?
I pretty much, I would say, mostly watch, like, 90% of the wrestling I watch is horrifically bad and intentionally so. I only really catch the mainstream stuff when I either there's like something that's just so heralded where you're like, okay, I really got to check out this match, or if it's like really controversial where everyone is having a conniption fit over this spot or that spot or the new thing about, oh, they're not doing enough of this or whatever. But honestly, other than that, I really like watching like horrible backyarders almost die. Yeah.
So is it just horrible backyarders, or I think I remember Tom said that you were over at his house and you guys like found some WCW show from the 90s that was like horrifically horrible, and I watched it all twice and I wrote two books about it, and when he told me about this, I couldn't even believe this actually happened. Do you remember what this was?
Yeah, no. it was, gosh, that was one of the last. Like, they might have already been bought. No, it might have been right before the sale pay-per-view. I can't remember which one. But, no, I'll put it this way. I should actually, you know what, Yarders? Hey, I'm sorry. As a pro, I am sorry. Because bad wrestling comes in all shapes and forms. And
yes.
Sometimes billion-dollar companies and million-dollar companies also do bad wrestling. And guess what? I do bad wrestling sometimes, too. So don't think this is me looking down. I didn't mean it. I take it back. All bad wrestling is good wrestling to me.
All bad wrestling is good wrestling. All right, we're going to do a break. I got a couple questions when we come back, and then we'll do more news. Wrestling Observer Live.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now. right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I'm teetering on the brink. I'm teetering. We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom's joining us here today. Tom, how was your weekend? What happened with that chain?
Well, Brian, much like you, has sworn that they are retired, not getting in the ring, not going to see any action. I, too, lied to the people.
Mm.
And Saturday, I just had to get back in the ring. I could not let a AIW Wrestle Rager in Cleveland go by without Mr. Rager himself being there. So I was there. I was ready to go. I was scheduled to fight Big Dan Champion in a Mad Dog 2020 collar match, four corners rules, in which the winner must touch all four corners, drink a cup of Mad Dog 2020, and finish the bottle to win the match. Well, Big Dan Champion called out. He canceled because his girlfriend got he and her tickets to Fleetwood Mac's cover band.
Wow. The cover band.
The cover band. So, being the man that he is, he knows about money. He knows about doing business. CPA stepped up. He took the challenge, and right as we were about to hit the ring, this is an outdoor show, thunderstorms, lightning, downpour of rain.
Wow.
There may have been hail battering the crowd in Cleveland at the No Class Bar, but we still put on a show, and I defeated CPA in the Mad Dog 2020 collar match. I drank one of the most disgusting beverages known to man to finish this, the Mad Dog 2020 orange flavor. But I don't really remember too much of that. The only reason I know I won was because I saw the video. Because at some point during the match, a bonehead move that only I could make, I was running the chain up CPA's crotch and anus, as one does.
Excuse me.
And in the process, whacked myself in the head with the very heavy dog collar chain. And I had a huge knot on my head. But, you know, us fighters heal faster than most normal people. So I think I'm okay.
I'm finding it right now so that I can retweet it.
Yeah,
because if this isn't the highlight of Botchamania, this next episode, guys, you don't understand. This wasn't a spot. This guy yanked his chain, and the chain flew up and clobbered him in his own frickin' head so hard that Tom continued to try to pummel this man while holding onto his own head. With his other hand, I just retweeted it at Brian Alvarez. This is why I wrote, "You are not the champion."
Oh.
I think maybe we could finally agree on something. It's chain hitting your head. I feel bad for you, Tom. Like, I sincerely feel bad as a human. But as your partner, I've been laughing so hard for the last 24 hours because of this spot.
It's fine. I'm okay, dude. I've suffered no long-term damage, no issues, no memory loss. But, Hey, Brian, can I tell you about what happened this weekend in Cleveland on the AIW show?
What happened?
I was set to take on Big Dan Champion in a match.
Oh, could you get out of here? All right, listen, everybody. Why don't you see if you got something to drink? Maybe we'll have to spice up the last segment here of this show. Listen, I got to do a full show's worth of news now in a segment and a half. But thankfully, I'm a professional, so let's do this quickly here. First off, there was a report from BJ Bethel of SE Scoops stating that, quote, ESPN won't be renewing the WWE PLE contract when it expires. Our own Josh Nason was told by someone in the know the claim was baseless. ESPN then issued the following statement. There is no truth to the report that we have decided not to renew. They never checked with us before publishing, and had they, we would have told them that was completely false. This was the $1.6 billion five-year deal between WWE and ESPN. And, of course, that is the official statement from ESPN. Who only knows? 5 years is a long time. By the time this deal is up, maybe they won't renew. Or maybe they'll re-sign them for a long time. But as of this moment, a source in the know and ESPN itself is saying there is absolutely nothing to the stories that they will not be renewing the WWE contract when it expires. So
let's be real. I wouldn't be listening to SES Scoops if it came to Baskin Robbins. Get your news from a reputable source. 4 years left on the deal. There's no way they come to the conclusion that they're already getting rid of them.
It does make absolutely no sense to make that decision 1 year into a five-year deal.
What do they have in the pipeline? Like, they're raising their price. They need to keep WWE. What are they hoping to make a big deal with PFL and MVP to get a bunch of subscribers? WWE, when it comes to that, I mean, that's one of their biggest drivers, I would think, regardless of if it's driven the subscribers that they want. They need to, like, look at the deals that they haven't made with all the cable companies, and probably less of the properties that they have on ESPN Unlimited.
We have got All In coming up on Sunday. They are currently at 42,028. And this is actually notable because, Dave has said he thinks it's going to hit 45 because they sold X number of tickets in the last X number of days the last time they ran Wembley. But they're only up 192 in 24 hours from the last update. So unless there is like a gigantic surge, it may end up 42,000. 192 tickets in 24 hours does not suggest they're going to sell 3,000 between now and Sunday. I guess they could maybe do something during the Dynamite show that might compel people to buy. But 192 in a day seems like they've slowed down considerably, and I'm not sure it's going to hit 45. Now, as we've been talking about for the last God only knows how long, first off, I think they need to take a lengthy break from running Wembley. They were apparently going to do a Wembley show last year, but the venue was booked, and that's why they ran the All In Texas show. Had Wembley not been booked, they would have done Wembley last year. So, like, his thing is to try to run it every year, but I think that if you look at, you know, they've gone from 81,000 to 54,000 to 42,000. And that's with Will Ospreay going for the world title at Wembley. I think they need to just take a break from Wembley. Now, with that said, selling 42,000 tickets to your wrestling show in 2026, that's great. That's a huge deal. But you're going to obviously run into people making comparisons and going, well, you know, 81, 53... So I think a lengthy break would probably be for the best in terms of running Wembley.
They announced, and I don't remember when it is, I'd have to look, but they did just announce the first Grand Slam Paris, right?
They are going to Paris for the first time, yes.
For next year. So that'll be good that they're, you know, getting a foothold on mainland Europe. And there's a ton of big time markets out there that I'm sure would draw really well for a marquee AEW show. I mean, there's MMA promotions like Octagon and KSW that are drawing 50,000 plus people in Germany and Poland. And you've got to imagine that you would be able to draw from mainland Europe, wherever they do a big AEW pay-per-view there with fly-ins. So I would, you know, I think it's a good idea to keep these Wembley shows going, but yeah, not every year.
I mean, there is one promotion that is selling out tens of thousands of tickets every single week, and it's CMLL. And the reason they manage to do it every single week is the tourist business. And I don't think Wembley is going to be drawing 90,000 tourists on a regular basis. So unless you've got that tourist business, I mean, you're going to burn out a local market running shows regularly. And so, yeah, there's a lot of different places in Europe they could run for the first time. There's places all over the world they could run for the first time and probably sell tons and tons of tickets. So they did, you know, they did very well in Texas.
Hey, speaking of which, I don't know if, and this is kind of off base a little bit, but I don't know if you mentioned it on the show, but our friends at Vietnam Pro Wrestling have their first, I guess, entrant into the New Japan Dojo as their champion Aries was invited last week. So speaking about international venues and areas with wrestling.
And also on the topic of international, Glasgow, Scotland is the home of Dynamite this week, and they've got 6,200 tickets out, which is pretty much double the average for Dynamite. And so very good numbers. They ran the building on August 20th of last year and did 7,700. So they are down in ticket sales compared to last year, but still 6,200 is very good. The average year to date for Dynamite, and this is also including collisions and pay-per-views, is 32-34. So this is a very, very good number. And we got Swerve Strickland, Jack Perry, John Moxley and Claudio, Continental Cup semifinal, Nigel and Kyle in a semifinal, and MJF and Andrade will be appearing on the show. Raw report and more news after the break. Observer Live.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hear that overflow? That's not just rain. That's water pouring straight into your home's foundation. Clogged, broken, or missing gutters and downspouts can cause costly damage fast. We're talking foundation cracks, flooded basements, rotting wood, even mold. Most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. We install, repair, and replace full-service gutter and downspout systems built to move water away from your home where it belongs. Call right now for a free gutter inspection. We'll show you exactly what's wrong and exactly how to fix it before it turns into a major repair bill. Call the Gutter Helpline now. Protect your home. Protect your foundation. Fix your gutters before they fail. Here's the number.
800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. That's 800-884-1561. Are you moving to another state? We can make it easy for you. We are Movers USA. We're experts in getting your valuable possessions of your home from point A to point B anywhere in the United States. Now's the time to get a fresh start in a new city. Get it done right with Movers USA. We'll take care of your possessions just like our own. We'll take all the headaches off your mind, pack everything for you, and bring them safe and secure and put in the right place in your new home. If you're moving across state lines, call us right now for a 100% free quote. Ask your representative how you can qualify for a special discount with today's call. If you're moving anywhere in the U.S., we can get you there. Quick, call now for details. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. That's 800-631-3086.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I hear the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Before we get to Raw, I want to talk very briefly about everyone's favorite topic, the Dynamite Overrun. And I bring this up because, you know, we're talking about weird things written on the internet. Yesterday, I think that people got this story completely messed up. It was reported yesterday that Fightful claimed that it wasn't AEW or Tony's decision to do the overrun. It was WBD demanding an overrun. Now, I just want to make this clear if anyone from Fightful is listening. I'm 99% sure that that was misconstrued because that doesn't make any sense whatsoever at all, and it's 100% not true, okay?
I believe SRS already addressed it.
Okay.
That was taken way out of context from what he actually said.
Yes. I think what he said is basically what we have all been saying, which is that Tony wants to do an overrun every week, and obviously WBD is fine with it. We all know this, okay? Obviously they're fine with it. And every time I complain about the overrun, and it ends up on the internet somewhere, you always see the sickos in the comments, and they always say the same thing. They say this. Well, WBD is clearly happy with it, so what's the problem? Right? I think we can all agree. We got sickos on the chat. They'll all agree, yeah. WBD is happy with it. What's the problem? Well, aside from the fact that we have seen that tens of thousands of fans turn the show off during the overrun, and you end up running your big angles in front of the smallest possible audience, which can't possibly be good. Oh, you know, they have watch on different, blah, blah. You're running off viewers with the overrun, okay? That's obviously a problem. But also, let me ask you a question, Tom.
Sure.
Why would WBD be happy with the overrun?
Well, they would be happy with the overrun if their whatever they're presenting in the other time slot would do worse numbers, I would think.
Exactly. AEW is helping the the program afterwards do better numbers, right? That's what makes WBD happy. Why else are they happy?
They're getting free content?
Exactly. Exactly. They are getting more for free. They are paying him X amount of money, and he is giving them more than they paid for free every week. Now, on the surface, the sickos are going, see? What a great guy that Tony is. And he is, you know, by all, you know, whatever. Everyone thinks he's a nice human being.
All the interactions, which are very few, I have had with him have been positive.
All my interactions with him have been positive as well. As a human being, as a person, he's a nice guy. He's a great guy. Okay? That's all fine.
Wait a minute. There was that match with Adam Cole.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, guys. This is going to be my fun analogy for today. All right? Let's say that you go to your local McDonald's and you always buy a 6-piece nugget for $5, okay?
Getting ripped off.
You always buy a 6-piece nugget for $5. I'm just trying to make the math easy. I was going to say $10, but you buy a 6-piece nugget for $5 every time you go to McDonald's. But when you
Hold on. Why wouldn't you get the $5?
God, will you help me out here and just shut up for a second?
Spicy McChicken and four nuggets and a drink.
Okay, I got to mute you for a second. Just would you shut up for a second? You go to this McDonald's. Don't make me crash out again. And you pay $5 for six nuggets, okay? Every time you go to this McDonald's, you pay $5 and they give you 10 nuggets for the price of six. Every time you go, you say, here's my $5. I want six nuggets. They give you 10. Yeah. You're like WBD. You're happy. I'm paying $5. I'm getting 10 nuggets instead of six. Okay. Well, all of a sudden, one day you go in and you say, I want that nugget deal. You know, I want those 10 nuggets for the price of five. And then McDonald's tells you, actually, we are going to raise the price to $7, and you're still going to get just your six nuggets. You're going to be like, what? So what's the point here, guys? That was a horrible analogy. But the point is, yes, maybe when negotiation time comes, WBD is going to say, this man here gave us more than our money's worth every single week. Therefore, hey, let's give him a new contract worth a lot more. Maybe they'll say that. However, it's not show friends, it's show business. Tony has given them more than they have paid for week after week after week after week after week after week. What is the incentive for them to give him a larger money deal for 4 hours of content every week? What's their incentive? The goodness of their heart? Thankful that he gave them more than they paid for? He's basically told them, I will give you more for the same amount of money. I don't think that's good in negotiations at all. I could be wrong. Maybe he's some business genius and they're going to just throw money at him because he was so nice to them for this period. But I don't know if a contract year I would let the people who are holding the cards know, I'm more than happy to give you a lot more for the same amount of money. That seems like a bad idea. Let's talk about Raw.
Well, Raw came to us from Ottawa, Canada, the capital of the country. And we started off with basically a video recap of Solo turning face on the Bloodline, which he wasn't a part of. And they are not heels, but are feuding with babyface Solo now. And also babyface LA Knight, who helped Solo last week and landed a BFT on Roman Reigns to end the show. This same LA Knight came out to start the show. Said Roman's trying to keep him from a title shot. He got big "you deserve it" chants from the crowd. He said all of Roman's family has been trying to stop him, but now he has one man on his side. He shouted out Solo Sikoa, who came out to the crowd, thanked LA Knight for having his back. He kept saying LA Knight's catchphrases. They gave each other finger gun warning shots. And then they made fun of Jey Uso enough that he and Jimmy appeared from the back. Jey sent his own warning shot, bow, at Solo, who avoided it by doing a slow motion matrix. And then the Usos challenged Knight and Solo to a fight. They agreed. Solo sent his own warning shot, pew, pew, and the crowd chanted LA Knight's name.
That's what's on his new t-shirt, pew, pew, pew.
I think it's going to work.
It's for sale right now at Shop. WWE Shop or whatever it's called.
Stephanie Vaquer was in action for the first time since WrestleMania against Roxanne Perez. And man, this crowd was either not mic'd at all or made no noise for the early portion of this match.
They were not super into this match.
Well, Stephanie hit a Total World backbreaker and then the Devil's Kiss and they came alive. Roxanne used the apron to distract the ref. She hit a Shining Wizard for two. Vaquer went for her spiral tap, but Liv Morgan interfered. Then Becky Lynch ran down. I was not aware Becky Lynch is a baby face, but she is, right?
Becky, I believe, is a baby face, but this entire show, it's questionable. Everybody.
Becky ran down. Well, I mean, she ran off Liv Morgan in the Judgment Day. So I assume she's a babyface.
Well, she returned basically as a babyface, but then went right after Stephanie, who is also a babyface, and they trash talk each other. So I think it's another one of these two babyfaces that hate each other.
Well, Stephanie got the win with a double underhook face buster to the knees. There was Rey Fénix and Rey Mysterio were talking backstage. Dom and JD showed up. Badmouth Rey Mysterio, and then Javon Evans beat them both down.
I knew he was screwed later. As soon as this happened.
We had the best thing on the show. I mean, like, the bar for this week was set pretty high, pretty damn early on a Monday, between Rey Fénix and Dragon Lee in the semifinals of the tournament to be the luchador to lose to Roman Reigns in Mexico. Fénix ran hot early on. He hit a moonsault off the post after some penalty kicks. And then it was all Dragon Lee. Dragon Lee with a tope con hilo. We went to commercial. We came back. He hit his double stomp off the top. He hit the damnedest cannonball-style flip dive through the second rope to take out Rey Fénix on the announce desk. He hit, I'd say, one of the top five tornado DDTs I'll ever see in my life. He did the tornado DDT, but when he kicked off the buckle, he somehow went fully vertical, upside down, before landing the DDT. It was so awesome. Fénix countered an Operation Dragon with a brain buster. He went for the Mexican muscle buster, but Dragon Lee turned it into a Styles Clash, got a two count, set up for another Operation Dragon, but Fénix hit a cutter, an enziguri, another kick to the face, the Mexican muscle buster, and he got the win in an awesome match.
This match was so good. And, yeah, nothing was following this one, especially the other one they had. That poor La Parca. Nobody cared one bit about that guy.
Yeah, I mean, we can get to it right now since we're already talking about it. But in the other semifinal match, poor La Parca took on Penta. And Penta won with the Fénix, or the Penta driver and the Mexican destroyer. And yeah, they said La Parca is 6'4".
I don't know about that.
I mean, it might be true, but he looks like the shortest 6'4" I've ever seen in my life. Just a bag of bones out there.
Wow.
Tonight on Raw. We had Oba and Braun doing a contract signing for Sunday night's main event. And against Johnny Russo's advice, Braun asked what Oba has done. Said beating Brock, winning the King of the Ring were fine, but he's never won gold. Brother, there's been a million tag champs. There's two sets of tag titles. How many King of the Rings have there been, Braun Breaker?
Not only that, the only thing he's won on the main roster is just one half of the tag titles.
No, wasn't he the Intercontinental Champion?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Yeah, he certainly was. He certainly was.
Now I got to check. Plus, they were both like the NXT Champion.
Well, Oba was, he ran circles around Braun here, unfortunately for Braun.
Ah, he's actually a two-time Intercontinental Champion. Huh, how about that? And a two-time tag champion.
Oba said that if Braun ran up at any other time period against anyone else, he'd be the top dog. But now he's running against the ruler. Braun signed the contract, shoved it on Heyman, asked if Oba's daddy was going to sign it for him. And then he berated Paul for supporting Oba, ditching Braun when Brock returned. Then he jumped Oba. Austin Theory showed up. He got laid out, and Oba signed the contract. Your boy Javon Evans got squashed by Big Cass.
Oh.
And then
one big boot, and then he got beat up by the other geeks afterwards.
He got laid out by JD McDonough with a headbutt. And then they cut to the back. Jackie Redmond is getting ready to do an interview with Sol Ruka, and she goes, "A tough night for Javon." But on a happier note,
just moved on. We'll give the rest of the show. I know.
He laughed at him, Brian.
We'll give the main event after the break, everybody. Observer Live.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories. Too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, this is main event.
Yeah, the main event. What do you want me to say? Nothing happened.
It was not much of a main event.
It was LA Knight and Solo Sikoa taking on the Usos. The Usos got the heat on Solo Sikoa, and then he made a tag, and then Royce Keyes speared some people through the dasher boards in the ring. OTM started laying out everybody else, and we have a new main event faction. It's OTM and Royce Keyes.
I like this Royce Keyes, and I like this OTM. And it looks like they're in a main event, like a main event angle now. So we've got like the Bloodline versus Solo in LA, and I guess we need a third guy. And then we got Royce and OTM.
This brings me back to the glory days, Brian. Survivor Series gang warfare.
Oh, God, Survivor Series gang warfare. I'm pretty sure, wasn't gang warfare the Montreal Survivor Series? And nobody remembers anything except Montreal. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Wasn't it?
Well, are you're asking me to remember DOA versus Bariquez or Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart?
It was. It was Gang Rules, the 1997 Survivor Series in Montreal with the Montreal Screwjob. It was actually a show. Gang Rules. Nobody remembers that. All right, everybody, we got to wrap it up for today. Tom's gonna be back. What, Thursday, Friday?
Thursday and Friday.
Yep, Royce is back tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. Brian and Vinny's show tonight, going back to, what are we watching tonight? Mid-South, I think.
That won't be fun.
I'll put it up on the front page. Anyway, thanks for making it through, guys, like I did. Wrestling Observer Live.